From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition O. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Sylvie Sturm.
Proposition O would strengthen access to abortions in San Francisco. Supporters say it secures reproductive rights ahead of a potential Donald Trump and J.D. Vance administration. Here's Kimberly Ellis from the Department on the Status of Women during a press conference last June.
With the high-stakes presidential election this fall, this ballot initiative is an example of San Francisco proactively contingency planning. We are battening down the hatches so as to not get caught flat-footed. Because if there is one thing we have learned from the pandemic and from the fall of Roe v. Wade, it is that this is not a drill.
Prop O would create a fund to provide reproductive care at reduced or no cost to low-income people. The city's public health department would also post warning signs outside centers that appear to offer full reproductive services, but instead discourage women from having abortions. Here's Mayor London Breed during the press conference last June.
We have two of those crisis pregnancy centers in our city that have been very misleading. When you are going to understand what all your options are, you're being told that you will go to hell.
Pro-Life San Francisco said the measure discriminates against life-affirming centers, and Archbishop Salvatore Cordeleone posted a video on the Archdiocese of San Francisco website urging voters to say no.
If we want to create a civil society, we must affirm across the board support for human life. That means alternatives to abortion.
Proposition O needs a simple majority of yes votes to pass.
That's a brief take on Prop O from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.